Welcome back to Spruce Meadows. My name is Will Nault. Yes, we are here. It is the very first game day for Cavalry FC taking on York 9 at 1:30. And come on down and check it out. It is a very cool setup here at Spruce Meadows. We'll get back to the soccer story as the show continues. Again, kickoff at 1:30. We're live until 2 o'clock this afternoon. But right now, down the Great Eagle Resort and Casino guest hotline we go. Fresh off a second-round sweep over the New York Islanders, it is Carolina Hurricanes forward Jordan Martinuk. Jordan, thanks for doing this. How are you?
Doing pretty good today.
Are you feeling a little hungover at all, and a little bit of celebration last night, or what did the guys do last night after a big 5-2 win over the Islanders?
Yeah, we had a little team get together at one of the guys' houses, and a few beers went down, but still feeling pretty good today. So I got a three month old here, so you can't really go after it like I used to.
and plus, you want to save that for a couple more, 8 more wins, right? Then you can maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
let's talk about just kind of on that note. You know, you guys came off a hard fought 7-game series in round one over Washington, then right back into it. So that being said, of course, you don't know at this time when the Eastern Conference Final is going to start, but kind of nice to have a bit of a break here.
Yeah, I think whenever you can get the rest and just kind of let your bumps and bruises heal up even a little, even if you get 4 or 5 days, you're going to take that as an advantage. But then you see it on the other side of it with the way we ended in Washington and then got right into it. Maybe sometimes it's maybe better just to keep playing. But I think we got to this point for a reason. We're not going to have a few days give us a letdown, that's for sure.
Your first taste of NHL playoff action, you know, this is your fourth full season in the National Hockey League. Has it lived up to everything that's been told about you when it comes to Stanley Cup playoff action?
Oh, yeah. It's you can't really describe it. It's just the intensity just gets ratcheted up so much, and every play is just it makes everything that much more important. And then you add the physical aspect to it and just the mind games that each team kind of plays with each other. And then you play a team, whatever, four or seven games, or you turn out to not like each other. So it's a lot of fun. And we just want to keep it going here.
I know certainly the way you guys have played since January, it's not like you needed much of a confidence boost, but what did a 7-game victory over the defending Stanley Cup champions do for this group?
I think it just kind of reassured everybody that that we could do it, and we are a good team. And whenever you can take down, they were the best. They won it last year, and we had the opportunity to beat them, and obviously we did. So that whenever you can beat the best, you're going to be feeling pretty good about yourself. But then coming into New York, we knew they kind of played a very similar style to us. They're well coached. They played that defense first mindset, and we knew it was going to be a battle, and it was. I know we swept them, but it was a hard series, and just happy to get it over with last night.
Jordan Martinuk of the Carolina Hurricanes is our guest here on Sportsnet 960. The Fan. The Hurricanes are the first team into the NHL's Final Four. They await the winner of Columbus and Boston. Game 5 of that series tonight. That series is tied 2 games apiece. I mentioned it. January was kind of that moment you guys took off. Can you take us back there in terms of, you know, was there a certain moment that everything just started to click? Or how can you explain this second-half turnaround for your team?
It was New Year's Eve. We were playing the Flyers, and we had the players only meeting kind of before the game. And obviously we were second last in the NHL at that point, and everybody, we knew that we shouldn't have been there. We were playing better than our record, and everybody just kind of looked in the mirror and said, if we can definitely crawl our way out of this. And the way that the East was, or the way that our division was at that time, it wasn't like we were out of it by no means. And everybody collectively just grabbed a hold of it and just said, we're our goal is to get in. And then once we get in, then we know that we can play with anyone, and definitely have kind of showed that throughout the first two rounds here.
What can you say about your head coach, Rod Bendemore? What's it like been like playing for him? Because from afar, Jordan, it looks like he could still strap him on and play too.
Yeah, from a close up, he looks like it too. So the guy is he's pretty cut up. He's like he's probably got the best body on the team, and he's our coach. But I can't say enough good things about him. He's the way that he's come in. For rookie head coach, for him to do what he's done, and he's been the guy that's always said, you guys are good enough. He was always pushing that, and he believed in us from day one. And he was a big part of that turnaround too, saying that I've believed in you guys since day one, and you guys can do it. So for him to be a rookie head coach, doing what he's doing, and everybody wants to play so hard for him. He's doing a great job.
Now, on that same note, I know a lot of people, and you know him very well, obviously playing on his team, but a lot of people right now, Jordan, with his age and kind of what he's done in his career, are saying Justin Williams could be a future NHL head coach. And there's been all kinds of stuff written about him in these playoffs about, you know, kind of when Rod gave him the captaincy in training camp, the entire culture of this team changed. I know you were traded there this past summer, and you've only been there for 1 year, but what can you say about your captain? Tell us about Justin Williams.
He's the clutchest, most clutch guy I've ever played with. I'll start with that. But it's almost like having two coaches at times, because I feel like Roddy doesn't want to be a broken record half the time, and when Roddy knows when to say something, then Willie's the guy that steps up, and he knows exactly what to say, and it just seems like he just gets it done. And when you go out and you see your captain leading the way, it trickles down. And I guess it starts with our coach, and then it goes to him, and then it just keeps going down, and every guy's pulling on the same rope. And that's a good thing to have.
So we can put you in the camp. You would not be surprised if he's a future coach in the NHL.
I think he's still got a, he's definitely got some more playing time in him, but when he's done, he could probably do that. He could probably do whatever he wants. I think he's going to be a crossword genius, or maybe write crosswords, because it seems like that's all he does.
So, you can take us kind of behind the curtain a little bit. Was he the spearhead? You guys made all kinds of headlines this year with the storm surge and your celebrations. How did that all start? And I guess what are your feelings on it? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it, just to see the way the fans reacted. It made them want to stay and want to come out and support us. And obviously, here in Carolina, we haven't had a lot of success in the past 10 years. And I think it's public knowledge that our fan base wasn't super happy with us. And coming into the season, we wanted to have something a little different, that maybe we could get them more engaged and try and get people to want to come watch the Hurricanes again. And throughout the year, you could kind of just see it building and building. And then obviously when we turned it around in January, our attendance skyrocketed, and the building was so loud down the stretch. And obviously in playoffs, I don't know if you've heard, but it's pretty loud in there, and they're rocking. So it's the way to just interact with the fans. I know some people didn't like it or whatever, but for us, it was a cool way to get them back involved. And it paid off, I guess.
We're gonna bring it back next year.
We're just gonna continue what we're doing this year, and then probably revisit it. Maybe once you have a winning culture or have some success, maybe you won't have to do that, but we'll see. If there's a rally cry for it, I don't see why we wouldn't.
Just a few more with Jordan Martinuk of the Carolina Hurricanes. They're off to the NHL's Eastern Conference Final. They await the winner of Boston and Columbus. So, okay, a couple of former Calgary Flames on your team. Tell us how important Michael Ferland and Dougie Hamilton have been to your success this year.
Yeah, well, for, I know, obviously, no, the trade worked out great for both teams, but those guys are, another aspect of what we needed. Furs is just that rough, tough, in-your-face, plays physical, and then obviously he can score goals too. And he's dealing with some stuff right now, but he's trying to get his way back. And when he can get back, we're going to welcome him with open arms because he can be a difference maker. And obviously we've seen that throughout the year. And with Dougie, it's just his offensive instincts are just incredible. And the way he can kind of jump in on the rush and his shot, he's a big part. And him playing with Slavin, they've been a pretty good combo. And those guys have been well additions. And I think being for all of us kind of being first year guys together, we've just been happy to be that we could be a part of the success of this team.
Yeah, I was going to ask you from a personal standpoint. You get traded in May from Arizona to Carolina. What were your expectations going in? And I guess, how did you feel personally with 15 goals and 25 points this year?
Yeah, I getting traded for the first time ever in my career, juniors or whatever, I wasn't really knowing what to expect. Didn't know really anybody on the team except one guy, and just came in with an open mind and wanted to just kind of show the team and the fans what I'm all about. And I felt like I had a pretty successful year. I 15 goals, career high, so I'm pretty happy about that. And then obviously getting into the playoffs, I probably a year ago today I wouldn't have said I would have been in the playoffs with the Carolina Hurricanes, but we are, and I'm just gonna ride this as long as I can.
I don't want to, you to get into any specifics or tell us any secrets, but just the goaltending swap. Mrazek goes down and gets injured, but what can you say about old Curtis McElhinney getting in there, oldest goaltender ever to win and start a playoff game in league history? I know it's been kind of one of those things. I know Mrazek got the start opening night in the playoffs, but it's kind of been both guys all year, right?
Yeah, and they've both been really good all year. So I think, obviously, Peter playing high level there in the Washington series and then the first game in the Islander series. And obviously you never want to see anybody get hurt. But with us knowing that we have Mac going in there, I don't think anybody was worried at all. You're almost just, they're two different styles and they kind of carry themselves two different ways. And for any, I told our goalie coach, I was like, there's nobody in the league I would rather have go in than Mac, just because he's so calm and nothing really bothers him, and he just goes with the flow. So, and then he comes in and plays phenomenal, which he did all year. And I think he could have pretty much flipped the coin which goalie we could have went with, and we would have been having success. And they've obviously both had opportunity and shown that they can carry the load.
Two more for you. The first one is, we talked about that kind of New Year's Eve players meeting and that maybe being a bit of a turning point for your group. Another deal, a trade. Victor Asper, Nino Niederreiter seemed to, really light a spark under Nino, and he's been dynamite for you guys since coming over. It seems like from afar he's been quite the seamless fit, hey?
Yeah, I think Nino could probably fit on any team, but just the way he kind of meshed in with us and he came – I think he wanted a fresh start, and obviously we were in need of kind of a kick start. And when he showed up, I think it just kind of turned the tides for us. And he's been a welcomed addition. And then I don't know how many goals he scored when he came to us, but it seems like every goal he scored was a big one. And he's been lights out and playing with Aho and Teravainen. That line was pretty dangerous from, I guess, February on. And Nino, you can't say enough good things about him.
Last one for you. You mentioned a three-month-old. You got some other things going on. How dialed in or how much attention will you be paying to Boston and Columbus? And you can tell us, just you and I talking. Who do you favor? Come on.
I'll definitely be watching, because I feel like I watch hockey every night. I don't know. They're both that physical style. I think Columbus is rolling pretty good right now. Obviously, I think their last 15, they're 13-2 or 13-3. So we're kind of in similar situations that way. We both had to play unbelievable hockey to get into the playoffs. So I think I'd probably rather Columbus, just because then we get home ice, and our home ice has been pretty good to us, and that's a pretty cool storyline that 7 and 8 make it in.
Yeah, it'll be pretty awesome to see both wild cards, no doubt about it. And you're right, it's fun to watch from afar when it comes to your crowd, because they are loving what you guys are doing. Congratulations on halfway there. Best of luck with the remaining action in the Eastern Conference Final and a potential Stanley Cup Final. But, Jordan, thanks for taking some time out with us today.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
There you go, Jordan Martinuk from the Carolina Hurricanes down the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino guest hotline.